Christmas is not just another holiday or holy day. It's not just an opportunity to exchange gifts with family and friends. First and foremost, Christmas is an invitation to worship Christ the Lord. When we worship something, when we worship anything, we're proclaiming its worth. Worship means worth-ship. In the case of Christmas, we're invited, along with the angels, shepherds, and wise men of old, to declare the infinite worth of the person of Jesus, God's Son, who left heaven's throne to be born as a baby to a young Jewish virgin in a small village in Israel. Mary embraced God's invitation to be part of his story. Likewise, Joseph, her fiancé, said yes to the invitation. And together, they traveled to their tribe's hometown to register for a census required by Rome. There in Bethlehem, the town of King David, their ancestor, the time came for Mary to give birth to her firstborn, a son. And she wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no other place for them to stay. Angels appeared on the Judean hillside to proclaim Christ's birth. Shepherds were commanded to go and bear witness to God's great love. A remarkably bright star led wise men from the east to worship this new king. Though God could have spoken through an earthquake or the whirlwind, He chose to make his invitation through the cries of a newborn child. The sounds of the seemingly silent night echo through the ages to change your life and mine forever.
Jesus is Lord.
Throughout Scripture, the proper response to God's revelation has always been worship. Mary, Joseph, shepherds, wise men, all caught just a glimpse of God's glory revealed in this newborn baby, and they worshiped him. They worshiped Jesus before he grew up to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, free the oppressed, and raise the dead. They worshiped him because they believed God's promise. We can worship Jesus because we have seen the prophecies fulfilled. He died on a cross for our sins, then rose again to defeat death and hell. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. From the beginning of time, God created us to have fellowship with him and one another. This relationship, though broken by our disobedience and sin, has been eternally restored through Jesus' obedience and righteousness. At Christmas, Christ came to us so that we might come to Him. The good news of Christmas is that God invites each of us to be born anew in Christ. So let us live in the fullness of the joy, peace, and love of His new life. Come, let us worship and adore Him.